No, I think, you know, we did the I guess, evaluation pregame, and, you know, coaches just felt like wasn't where it needed to be, so just wanted to, you know, have another week of treatment and be ready for next week.
Where do things stand for next week, do you think?
I'm sorry?
Where do things stand for next week, for week one, do you think?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely feel better than I did this week, and, you know, just continue to do rehab and see where it is for now.
Bryce, how much did you actually do in practice this past week?
Yeah, not much. Just had some individual drills and things like that, but just didn't feel right to go.
So your expectation is that you'll be able to play in the opener if you're needed?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal, is to be ready by week one.
Bryce, what needs to happen with your knee and your footwork with the injury for you to be able to play football on a high level again? What can't you do now that you need to do a week or two from now?
Yeah, I think, you know, it just happened 4 days ago, 5 days ago. So, I mean, it's just, this is a timing injury kind of deal. So, you know, I have full confidence that if this game was on Sunday and not on a Thursday, that I'd be fine. But it's just a short week and didn't have a whole lot of time to kind of recoup. So, you know, but it'll get better. Each and every day it gets better. So,
your overall body of work this preseason, do you feel like it was enough to win the backup job?
You know, that's for them to decide. You know, what all we can do is go out there and put our best foot forward and try and move the ball and put points up on the board. So, you know, collectively we got better each and every week, and that's what you want to do. That's all you care about.
How good was it to win? I know it's a preseason game, but how good is it to get a win?
Yeah. Not every game is important, you know. So any time we can come in here and have a happy locker room, that's where we want to be, you know. So, you know, those small wins lead to bigger wins. And each time it's tough to win in this league. We've always said it doesn't matter if it's preseason or not. So anytime you get a win on the board, it's big.
Do you have any family affected by what's going on in Texas?
I don't. You know, so I do have a lot of friends that I play with at Baylor that have been, though, so tough deal. But I tell you what, it's outstanding to see the outflowing of support, you know, from people from everywhere, and especially with the NFL teams giving money. That's awesome. So, you know, my heart and prayers go out to all those affected.
How many hours a day are you in rehab trying to come back from this injury?
A lot. I don't know. But it's, I mean, you know, between meetings and practice, if it's not that, then I'm in rehab, so.
You're working with a lot of young wide receivers. You've seen them evolve during training camp. What's your view of what you have in the receiving corps? Because there's some talent there.
Yeah, definitely. No, you said it yourself. I mean, it's talent. So, you know, and this is, it can be a daunting system to a young guy coming in. So, you know, I thought they'd done a great job just from, you know, day to day of accepting that it's a process and learning. You know, Johnny Moe's hard on him. Coach Morton's really hard on him, and he's hard on everybody, which is good. It's good for us because it keeps us, you know, understanding that there's an expectation of where we need to be. So, but I thought each of those guys have done a great job from week one, OTAs, week one, training camp, to now.
Thanks very much.
Yep. Thanks. Thank you, guys.